Welcome back, guys, and today we are going to be dealing on, like, our topic today is on persuasion. Yes, persuasion is the first and most important key or attribute for someone to succeed in business and any type of business efforts. You know that our S1 say that try not to become a man of success but a man of value. A man of value. So in order for you to make deals with people, you have to be persuasive. Persuasion is like the number one attribute any good successful entrepreneur must have. If in order for you to make waves, you must learn how to persuade others, because if you know how to persuade others, you know how to make deals. And persuasion brings about confidence. So I'll start again. Let me go very slow here, so that we can follow on and we can understand. There is no secret in the fact that favorable environment is essential in the formation of any entrepreneur. That is, for every entrepreneur that wants to grow, that wants to become successful, favorable environment is necessary. Favorable environment is necessary for any entrepreneur, you understand? And this, I'll just give a quick summary of what we are going to learn before the end of this podcast. So this podcast is an idea for motivating, like, an audience into believing the bonuses to business of accepting diversity in the workplace. Like, that is persuasion, to be able to accept diversity in the workplace. That is another aspect of persuasion, to be able to coexist as one another, division of labor. You know, for you to succeed, you should know how to work, how to serve, how to be a leader. Yes, for you to be a leader, you will be a servant. So by being a servant, you will learn to lead. And when you are a good leader, you see that you can be able to carry up good ventures, good things. Like, you can be able to carry up successful things, successful businesses. So I'll go again. Know that there is a change in the weather ahead for all businesses, and that's the truth. It is one being shaped and swayed by the changing winds and tides. So every business is changing. It's like human demographics and markets, and definitely it will affect every business, and it will threaten this very survival of many. Know that as we are growing entrepreneurs, as people that want to make wave, yes, my podcasters, I know that you guys are going to make a lot of wave by your done this. So as someone that is willing to make wave, one, you must have a good ability to be persuasive, a good ability to coexist, a good ability to have division of labor. That is important. Division of labor is really important. Yeah, quite literally, we all need our hands on deck. That's division of labor. Hands on deck if any business is to survive, whether it's a business or like a solo entrepreneur or an enterprise, a partner enterprise. Every hand must be on deck for it to succeed. You can't be a one man and succeed. You must have help one another. Like, one way or the other, you must seek for guidance. And I know that after you listen to this, that you're going to have a great business ahead of you, and you're going to have a successful adventure ahead of you. So I'll go over to the next one. And what I'm trying to say is that for any business to survive for a very long time, for any business to be able to survive for a long time, that business must learn to have all hands on deck, because we are going to face challenges. Each business that wants to make wave are going to face challenges. Yes, each business that wants to make wave are going to face a lot of challenges. Like a lot of challenges. For any business that wants to grow, that business will pass through lots of challenges. And those challenges are the things that are going to refine and rebuild and then renovate that business. That those challenges are the things they are the background, they are the motivational aspect of the businesses. They are the things that will make the business successful. Those are the experiences needed for the business to succeed. So in order for any business to succeed, yes, there must be trials, there must be ups and downs. Definitely there must be ups and downs. And whosoever that does say that there's no ups and downs, let me say business like yeah, but really there must be ups and downs. There must be ups and downs in any business that wants to grow, any business that wants to make wave. There must be ups and downs, and every entrepreneur should be ready for that. It shouldn't come as a shock to you that maybe the finances are not enough, or maybe the work money is not enough. But yes, it shouldn't come as a shock to you, because definitely every business has some ups and downs. So it shouldn't come as a shock to anyone. It shouldn't come as a shock to anyone, because definitely ups and downs are going to happen. Yes, are going to happen. The first thing and the most important thing during any trial or any tenfold situation in any business, or any struggling situation in any business, is just to believe in yourself. Have faith in your abilities, without a humble but reasonable confidence in your own powers. You cannot be successful or happy. You understand? If you don't believe in yourself, you cannot be successful or happy. You must believe in yourself and have a confidence in your own power, like a self-confidence, self-built-in confidence. That self-confidence that you said, I can do this, I can make my business succeed, I can make waves, yeah, I can push over, I can do this, I can move these mountains. That is the confidence, that is the self-confidence, that is the 10x confidence, that is the confidence, the 100x confidence, the times and multiply and multiply, the confidence that cannot be torn. That is the confidence, that is the confidence that you should have. Don't watch the clock, do what it does. Keep going, just keep going. Do what the clock does, don't just watch it. Do what the clock does. Keep going and going, keep going and going. Keep your eyes on the stars and your feet on the ground. And that's how a good entrepreneur makes wave. A good entrepreneur starts where they are, and they use what they have so that they can do what they can. So if you start where you are, you and use what you have, you will do what you can. So that's the most important thing, because always expect problems and eat them for breakfast. You know, like most people, they are scared of problems. They are scared of their life going as like their life going to rumble situations. But always be ready for problems and eat them as breakfast. Like have them for breakfast. Have them for breakfast. Don't aim for the moon. But aim for the moon, and definitely you hit a target. So that is it. That is it about persuasion. About persuasion and the division of labor, and yes, trials and temptations. Like temptations in businesses are ups and downs, like bankruptcy or financial instability in a business, whether it's a growing business or a startup business or a non-startup business. All these come together to make a business successful. But you must learn how to pass through distance. You must learn how to pass through all of them. Don't stop when you're tired. Stop when you are done. Don't even try to stop when you're tired. Just keep on going and keep on going. And stop when you're done. Don't stop when you're tired until you reach that your limit. Until you reach the sky. And just have in mind that there's no limit unto you. You are unlimited. So just keep going and keep going. Make waves, podcasters, place waves, listeners. Keep going. Always have that dream. Don't degrade that dream to just to fit your reality, because that maybe you have a dream of your business going larger. And so another important fact again is always be selective in your business battles. Always be selective in your business battles. Always know the right battles to fight. Yes, because sometimes peace in a business is better than being fight, because there are some battles you fight in your business and you lose, and you see that the business won't be going fine, the small ventures won't be going fine. You know, I believe that whosoever starts something now, the next 1 year, you can be able. You see, fame doesn't come once. Fame comes twice in a split second. It takes a split second to change someone's life. So keep doing anything that will make you happy, anything that is worth doing, that will make you reach that your dream. Keep doing it. It always seems impossible until it's done. Don't limit your challenges. Challenge your limits. So don't always limit your challenges. Challenge your limits. Do you understand? So keep going on and going on. Don't always fall down. When you start seeing your worth, you will find it harder to stay around. Let me tell you the truth. When you start seeing your worth, you see that you find it harder to stay around. Just be so good that people can't ignore your business. Be so good at what you're doing. Be so good at what you're doing. So just be very good at what you're doing. And always know that, yes, this is a competition. I'm in a rivalry. I'm in a competition to succeed. This is a business space. This is a business cloud. This is a business world. And I want to be the best in this business. So I'll keep doing what is good. I'll keep doing what is good. And I'll keep moving forward. I'll know that great things never come from comfort zone. So that you have that in your mind, that great things don't come from comfort zone. So you go further. Keep on going and you don't go back. You keep on going and you don't go back. You make sure that you don't lose. Losing is what failures do. Losing is what failures do.